This is Glenn Close on CFRC 101.9 FM on Queen's University campus in Kingston.
Hi, I'm Jack Ayala, one of CFRC's marketing assistants at the station. CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, donors also earn one more ticket for each of our weekly raffle draws, featuring prizes from wonderful local businesses including Harper's Burger Bar, Hotel Wolf Island, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, KPP Concerts, Long M. McQuaid, Mighty Birds, Pope Works, and Novel Idea. Enjoy the benefits of donating and give today via cfrc.ca.
It seems today that all you hear is old country singers and boring rap beats. But where are those good old radio programs that we all used to enjoy? Lucky you've got Bangers with Claire. Lucky there's a show at Saturdays at 10 with all the things that make you dance and smile. It's Bangers with Claire. Go stream Bangers with Claire Saturdays at 10 on CFRC.
Hey, hey, hey. You want to kick the summer heat and get a nice treat? Don't hesitate to make a date to visit Old Farm Fine Foods. Pizza, frittata, sausage rolls, sandwiches, soups, and more are ready and waiting to get in your belly. Plus, you can also buy fresh and frozen food to prepare at home. Pop into the shop Monday through Sunday between 8 to 6 at 204 Berry Street. And don't forget to follow Old Farm Fine Foods on Instagram at Old Farm FF to get the scoop on the latest goodies. Old Farm Fine Foods, comfort food you can count on.
Love. This is Miss Emily, and you're listening to CFRC.
Hold back the river and part the sea, cause I'm no change, changes.
Well, well, well.
Hey, look, hey, hey.
Look who we have here.
And then there was one.
That's right. Jay, what's going on, buddy?
Where'd everybody go?
I don't know. You're alone in the booth.
Oh, man.
You got some space, so you can put your feet up.
Yeah, relax.
Oh, we left the introvert. What? It's not.
I'll do my best.
We'll get through it, I think. Yeah. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And welcome back. It's Indie Morning Wake Up Wednesday, your hump day edition. It's just after 9 o'clock in the a.m., and coming at you live from CFRC headquarters.
Yeah.
Down here in the lower level of Carruthers Hall.
Mm-hmm. The cave.
The cave and Queen's University campus, house of learned doctors.
Yes.
Yeah. What's the smartest thing that you've learned this week?
The smartest
thing?
Yeah.
Just off the top.
Off the top?
I don't know. Did you learn anything new this week?
Be careful of black ice, I guess.
That's a good one.
Yeah, be careful.
Jay, have you learned it? What have you learned this week that you didn't know last week?
Oh, I'm way too old, guys. Come on.
We're beyond learning. We've got Jay in the booth from the band Hollow Body. You guys are a new rock outfit here in Kingston, Ontario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you got a show coming up?
Yeah, tonight, right?
Friday.
Sorry about that. Friday.
Doors are 7, shows at 8.
Okay.
Anthea Fever is also playing. Anthea's so good. If you guys haven't heard Anthea Fever's music,
no, look it up. What kind of tunes?
It's like acoustic singer-songwriter folk.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, she's in the movie. She's featured in Still Alive in Kingston.
Really?
I was very excited to have her in the movie.
That's right.
Famous.
Yeah. Jay, of course, if you guys don't know, dear listeners, he's the filmmaker behind Alive in Kingston and Still Alive in Kingston. Where can we find Still Alive in Kingston? Is that available yet to the public?
So I will say first that Live in Kingston is available. We got the URL back. There was some complications about we had a Wix premium account that was costing too much money. We had to get rid of that. But we have the URL pointed to a free site. Anyway, liveinkingston.com is, you can watch the first movie. It's totally free.
Nice.
From 2017. And there's like 12 amazing Kingston bands and Anna Sudak and Tracy Guptill and Jesse McMillan. And it's fantastic. The new movie is in process. So we had our premiere at the film festival in March, and right now it's just going through, a few producers are working on it, and we're looking at maybe trimming it a little bit before it gets distributed. It's I was happy to have it shaggy at the festival because it meant that all the bands got tons and tons of airtime in the movie, and they were all so nice to like give us their music and their time. So we're just kind of going through some small edits before it gets distributed.
Cool, yeah, absolutely. Right on. Well, we'll be very much looking forward to checking that out. If there's a VHS release, you let me know. They'll have my VCR, of course.
Betamax? Yes. Yeah.
So it's a little bit after 9 o'clock on CFRC. This time of morning, we like to dedicate to events that are happening in and around the Limestone City. Mm-hmm. It is cold and snowy and blustery, and we don't care. We're still going to get out. We're still going to do some stuff.
That's right. Right.
Yeah, so what's going on? Besides Hollow Body playing at Musiki on Friday night, do we have any other cool events that are going on, Simone?
Oh, let's see. December 13th, which is coming up, Elvis is coming to town.
What?
Elvis
he's
is
alive?
Coming, yes. He's alive. He's coming to the Grand Theater at 7 p.m. That's 218 Princess Street. And you'll be all shook up.
Cool.
He'll shake you up.
That's pretty good. I love a good Elvis. I won't say impersonator. Just
He's coming.
Excellent. Let me see. What have I got going on here? Saturday night at Hotel Wolf Island. We've got a double feature. The China Cat Riders and the Millwrights are going to be playing. That is Saturday, December 13th. It's a free event. Starts at 8:30, runs until 11, but probably later. It's a Saturday night. You want to party? And we had the Millwrights on the show many years ago.
Many Moons?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think Many Moons Productions probably putting the show on.
Oh, I didn't mention it. I like that connection.
But the Millwrights were fun. I like those guys. That should be a good show. It's good down-home rock.
Yeah.
Nothing like, well, we were talking in the last break about how great it is over at Hotel Wolf Island. Mm-hmm. And nothing like checking out a show there.
Yeah.
What else is going on, Simone? You got something
Santa's
for me?
Santa's coming to town.
Again? Can't leave us alone.
Yeah, so Santa's coming along on Saturdays. Okay, so December 20th. And let's see, again, Springer Market Square from 12 p.m. to 2.
Cool.
Yeah, I can go have your picture taken with Santa.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Bring your dogs. I like seeing little pictures.
I like to see that too.
Yeah. Being adorable and all that.
Yeah.
We have a 10th annual holiday recital show that's being put on this weekend by the Arabesque Academy of Dance. That is, Sunday, December 14th. That's at 2 p.m., so a nice matinee in the theater. Good holiday show. Mm-hmm. It's $39.39 to get in, and I think that could be a good one. I like watching recitals of schools. Like, I used to do dance myself and choir, and it's always fun to, like...
Theater kid.
Yes. I like a good variety show. Yeah, and speaking of theater kid, Jay, you're in the booth, and you said that you run a music school.
Yeah. I do, yeah. I do a lot of video production work, but my other job is I run the Sleeping Giant School of Music. I teach private music lessons in the Skeleton Park neighborhood.
So if anyone, and do you have any vacancies that you want to, fill?
Yeah, it's always in flux. We have a couple spots on Thursdays. If Thursdays work for people, you can just go to sleepinggiantschoolofmusic.com.
Nice. Yeah. And what's like the dominant instrument that people want to learn?
It's guitar.
Guitar?
I would say it's guitar, yeah. It's drums have creeped up, and they're probably up to like 35%, which is the highest it's been in years.
Yeah.
I love teaching drums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Nice.
Excellent. But no holiday recital.
No, I don't. Yeah, I'm a few minds about recitals. They can be amazing, and I've had students in recitals at other music schools before, and it can be a really great experience. We're a pretty small school. Sometimes we do recording, which I think can be a great alternate, especially for kids who might not want to be on stage yet.
True, No, it's a good idea, absolutely. So that's Sleeping Giant School of Music. Look them up online if you want to get your kid to learn how to play the drums.
Yeah. And or the guitar.
Or the guitar.
They can learn the ukulele. I love ukulele for younger kids. A lot of young kids want to play guitar, and guitar is so hard. For small hands, but ukulele can be such a great gateway instrument.
Cool.
Okay, good to know.
And an adorable sound.
Yeah.
Next year at the Santa Claus Parade, I want to see Sleeping Giant with like an army of ukulele kids.
That would be amazing.
That would be so cool.
Any more events before we get back to it?
No.
Cool.
Yeah, I think we're good.
Awesome. Well, the big event that you're going to want to get down to is get to Musiki, check out Hollow Body. And who's the opening again?
Anthea Fever.
Yeah. That's going to be a good show, and you're going to want to get there early because Musiki's not the biggest venue, but it's certainly one of the coolest. So you want to get down there, get some whiskey, and enjoy a nice nice rock show. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
And you're Jay.
I'm Jay, yeah.
What's your DJ name? Do you have a DJ name?
I don't have a DJ.
You filmed a part of Live in Kingston here in CFRC.
We filmed the whole first movie. It's like half of it set in this. We had to call it KFRC because the CFRC board didn't want us to use that name. We had to pay, too. We had to rent the space.
Cool.
It was like our biggest expense, but we're still very happy to be here.
But they didn't give you a DJ name.
No, they didn't.
What would you call him?
I don't know.
Play J? Because he playing music?
Play J.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
Simone the Moan.
This is Play J.
Yeah! This is CFRC. We're going to get back to the tunes. It's our all-new music. It's part of our 2025 December roundup. Last set, we heard from Michael Beach with I'm Gonna Need Ya. Why not? Also in that last set, we heard Tchotchke out of New York, New York with Playing Dumb. And that first set, we opened it up with my new favorite music video ever, Cosmic Psychos with I Like Beer. That music video... That's how I want to live my life.
That's how you want to live?
That is how I live my life, to be honest. So check that out. But we're going to keep things moving in a groove. And this is the third week in a row we featured the Molotovs. I'm big into them right now.
Yeah.
Brand new stuff from the teenage UK duo. This one's called Rhythm of...
Yourself.
Yes. Right here.
On CFRC 101.9.
Brian from the Lemon Twigs. This is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Moe's Tavern. Hold on, I'll check. Hey, everybody. I'm a stupid moron with an ugly face and a big butt, and my butt smells, and I like to kiss my own butt.
That's a new one.
Wait a minute.
What's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back. How you doing, Simone?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jeff?
I'm fantastic. How you doing, Jay?
I'm good. I'm still here because I can't find the door.
That's right. You're the last member of Hollow Body left in the studio. Thanks for sticking it out with us.
For sure. Thanks for having me.
Much appreciated. This is CFRC, the place to be, 101.9 FM. Kicking booty since 1922D. That's right. That's why they pay us the big bucks. We're doing all 2025 music today because we're coming up on the new year. So there's all brand new stuff we've been playing. We just heard from the band Beauty with Acid Baby Girl. Before Beauty, we heard from Watermelon with Running Away. We also had new stuff from Bar Italia with Marble Arch. And we opened that up with The Molotovs and Rhythm of Yourself. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby at all.
All the good rock music to get you through a snowy, blustery December morn here in Kingston, Ontario.
Yep.
I love it so much.
It's good.
Yeah. Welcome back to CFRC, the place to be. This is the nerd segment. Every Wednesday around this time, we like to talk about movie news, pop culture stuff, you know. The Video Game Awards are tomorrow night, 7:30 on YouTube, Eastern Time. You're going to watch that because it's hilarious.
Course. Yeah, yeah.
Just a parade of nerds getting their comeuppance, finally. And then there's also the Joe Bob Briggs Christmas special on Friday night on Shudder, where they play two random Christmas-themed horror movies. I don't know what they are until they start their stream on Friday night. Last year, it was the Finnish Santa horror movie Rare Exports. You ever seen that one, Jay?
No, I missed that one.
It's a good one. It's this evil mining company. It blows the lid off of a mountain, you know, for greed purposes. But then Santa Claus and his horrible elves are all like in hibernation under there. I won't give it away. But it ends with 100 naked Finnish men all dressed like Santa Claus running through the tundra trying to chase down our hero.
So what's that name again? Let me just make a note.
Rare Exports. It's a lot of fun. So we got that going on. And this is all the year-end stuff coming up. You know, I love this time of year because you get like shows like us doing their year-end wrap-ups and, you know, what happened this year in pop culture and all that. We'll get more into that next week and during our New Year's show. But we have a bona fide filmmaker in the studio.
We
have been talking about your band most of this morning, Hollow Body, where you're the drummer. But we also want to talk about, like, you're a filmmaker.
Yeah.
You make films.
Yes.
Please tell
Sometimes,
us.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah. So how does it make
he's
films?
In the industry.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I have a video production company called Happy Kid Productions, and I actually do a lot of work here at Queens, especially with the Agnes, with the gallery.
Oh, yeah.
The giant steel Hulk that's
the Hollow Body.
It's all connected.
It's like poetry. It rhymes. Yeah.
But every 8 years, I make a feature film. And the last two were both set in the Kingston music scene. It sort of combines the things that I love.
Yeah.
Of comedy and music and putting them together. And actually, Greg produced the first film.
Yeah.
Made that one together live in Kingston. And then, I made one last year.
Excellent. So when did you, like, how, so these are your first and only two features, right? Or have you done something bigger?
Oh, I hope so.
I do
a lot of music videos, and I do shorts, and I made a web series with my daughter when she was small called Baking with Peja, which is the first thing I ever got into a film festival.
Oh, yeah.
It was a story of a little girl that wants to bake, and then her father's an absent father, and that's me. So I played this like absent-minded father who wasn't paying attention while she was like using a big mixer and stuff.
Yeah.
And my daughter was very small, so she looked, you know, 2 or 3 years younger than she was. She looked like she was like 5 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Using like a hand electric mixer. It was,
and your character's like, yeah, honey, go for it.
And I'm just playing video games on my computer.
Amazing.
Nice. She became an older person. I had to take them down. She asked me, I think a teacher mentioned it to her one day in like grade 10 or something. It was like, hey, you're baking with Paige, right? And she came home and told me, I was like, do you want me to take those down? She's like, yeah, could you take those down? I was like, yeah, I'll take those down.
That's awesome. Yeah. So you've been at it for a little while. What's your, I'm not going to go cheesy with it, like, what's your inspiration? But obviously, when you do projects, sometimes they're commissioned. Like, you've done music videos for KCFF where they pair you with a band. Mm-hmm. Let me talk about that for a second. So are you doing one right now for the film festival or not?
The Slate Music Video Initiative, I think it's called.
Yes.
And that's been running for 4 years?
I think something like that.
4 years?
And have you done one?
There was a break. So I did one with Oak Ridge Avenue the first year. That was the pandemic screening. Everything got shut down the day of that screening.
That was the KCVI one. right? Was that the one where
the Breakfast Club.
That was fantastic.
Yeah, it's... those guys are great.
So how do you guys come up with the idea? Is it more like the band has a concept in their head, or do you guys kind of come at it together organically, or do you come at it like, hey, I've heard your song and I think this would be the best way to go?
It tends to be a bunch of very unproductive meetings where we toss a bunch of ideas that will never get made.
Yep.
And I say something that they don't like, and they say something that I don't like. And we just keep meeting, and then eventually we just panic and do the first next thing that comes.
Nice. You circle the drain.
I think with Oak Ridge Jeff, we met a bunch of times, and they had an idea. They wanted to do this roller rink thing that was familiar to me, and I couldn't figure out why, but it's an Odds video that Bruce McCullough is in. They had never seen it because they're 20 years younger than me or whatever. But I was just like, oh, it's been done. So and they just mentioned The Breakfast Club, which is slightly too old even for me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm the wrong age for it, because I would have been 7 or something when it came out. So I watched it, and then I was like, and then I went and toured KCBI because they knew we could shoot there. And it looks exactly the same. It looks exactly like the high school and The Breakfast Club.
So totally.
It just came together so perfectly. And Sean, the lead singer from Oak Ridge Ave, his dad had taught at KCBI, so that was our in.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Super easy.
And then, you got to use it before, you know, we lost it.
Yeah, I mean, it's still there.
Still there.
It's still there. I think Queens owns it?
I think Queens bought it. I think they waited out and they bought it. Yeah, I think it might be absorbed into the business school is what the rumor is, but who knows?
Okay, so they'll tear it down and put up a giant gold...
Or hopefully they'll pump a lot of money into it and finally fix the drafty windows.
Sure.
So which band are you directing now? Are you allowed to say?
Yeah, I'm working with Piner.
Oh, yeah.
Which is Clay Away Brackenberry's project.
Totally.
And we still have a little bit of stuff. I want to shoot a performance thing still, but we shot a whole bunch of stuff. I don't want to give too much away, but a ton of neighborhood people were involved, which is always my favorite thing to do. And Clea grew up in the Skeleton Park neighborhood where I live. Like, she just lives around the corner from me.
Oh, that's cool. And you worked with Piner before, right? In Live in Kingston, were they not in that?
Piner isn't still Live in Kingston. Yeah, I was at a show and there was some difficulties in the movie production with another band, and there was just complications, and I was getting kind of fed up. And I was just at a Piner show filming because Clea had hired me just as a job. Piner's band is so good. I was like, do you guys want to be in the movie? I was like, I really like you guys. Be in the movie. And they're like, yeah, okay, we'll do that.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's I like how things just organically come together. I mean, the Skeleton Park neighborhood, I think, is great for that because you guys are chock-a-block with artists and creative types.
Oh, my, there's a musician in every second house, yeah.
Throw a stone and you hit a guitar player.
Oh, for real, yeah.
So you said every 8 years you like to do a feature movie. What, do you have any ideas for your next one? Tell us so we can steal your amazing concept.
Oh, gosh. There's always like a few ideas floating around in my head. I don't have anything like fully put together. Even like the Bill idea it's always years in development where you figure out how to do it. And I always want to do something with Bill.
Yeah.
I was just so interested because I grew up in a rural place. And for me, much music was like the only access to like hip, cool culture.
Yeah.
That's what I thought was hip, cool culture.
Oh, I was.
And so when I heard that Bill had moved to Kingston, I was like, that's impossible. And then I got to meet him. He interviewed me for another music project I was doing, and I was like, this is unbelievable. It was just so surreal for me. And then, so I was always trying to think of a project to do with him. And then, I had also been thinking about doing another Live in Kingston project, and I just figured out how to write his story into the Kingston music scene. And I don't have that in mind yet, but it would be fun to, I mean, there's such fun movies to make, and I love music, and it's a way to like sort of combine those worlds and give exposure to these great bands and show their live performances. So we really do, all the bands in the movies are being recorded live, and it really is their live, that's what you're hearing is their live performance.
That's pretty cool.
And it's, you know, it's these shows that sometimes take place at like, you know, midnight, 1 a.m, and a lot of people like, I can't go to those shows, it's too late.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like to capture them.
Nice, yeah. So it's sort of like, almost like directing a musical, but just without the schmaltz. You know, you get that balance. It's just like a variety show. It's like just so much entertainment.
Would love to do a musical.
That'd be fun.
That'd be super rad.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, yeah, you've got your army of ukulele students. We'll start with them.
There you go.
76 ukuleles in the big parade. Let me see. I'll ask you a few more questions about your career in a second, but we do like to talk about a few headlines, as this is the movie segment and celebrity birthdays. We cannot forget that, because they might be listening, and then they might ask me to, like, be friends with them.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Could you imagine?
Oh, my gosh. please.
Whose birthday is it today, December 10th? Oh my God, I had it pulled up here. Let's see. Kenneth Branagh, Shakespearean actor, Harry Potter fame. Kenneth Branagh turned 65 today.
His Henry V was actually like meant a lot to me.
It's pretty fantastic.
In the 90s, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it might be older than that, but that's when I saw it.
I think it was 88 when it came out.
Okay.
Yeah, but I need to rewatch that one because like he did some great Shakespearean movies, but that was probably his best, I think. Much Ado About Nothing, I have a soft spot for. Because it was funny.
My wife loves the Hamlet that he did.
Oh, yeah.
And I have not gotten through it yet.
It's a long one.
It's two VHSs, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I love the two VHS movies. That means that you're in it. So happy 65th birthday to Kenneth Branagh. Canadian actress Emmanuelle Chikri. I know I'm pronouncing her last name wrong. She turns 50 years young today. She's known for her long run on Entourage. But I mostly know her from the movie shot in Northern New York called Snow Day, starring Chevy Chase, Gene Smart, and Kingston's own J. Adam Brown. He's a local actor. I acted with him when I was in elementary school at the Grand Theater. He played one of the son. I was in Peter Pan. He was one of the main kids in that. And so it blew my mind when I turned on Nickelodeon and saw him shooting this like lowish budget family movie about a snow day. But he got paid so much money because he was on the poster. If you look at the poster for Snow Day, it's him front and center doing like the Breakfast Club kind of pose with his arm in the air. And I think he got paid enough to put him through college, basically, just because he was on the poster.
Okay.
It's wild. Anyways, happy birthday to Emmanuelle Chikri. And that's all I've got for birthdays. Nia Peeples turns 64 and Raven Simone turns 40.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to Raven Simone.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's so awesome. And then a couple of little headlines today. Nerds rejoice because Star Wars is being re-released into theaters for its upcoming 50th anniversary. That's not till 2027, but they just announced it, and it's going to be the original cuts. None of that Greedo shoots first nonsense. Lord of the Rings is being re-released, and The Avengers Endgame is being re-released. So keep your eyes on the prize for that. And our weekly Vin Diesel news segment is that Vin Diesel is going to be writing the Rock'em Sock'em Robots movie for Mattel. Thumbs up all the way. Barbie was such a massive hit that now Mattel is like, oh, maybe all of our toys should be optioned into movies. So who better to write and possibly star in a Rock'em Sock'em Robot movie than our man, Vin Diesel. Jay, if you had to make a movie about a toy, what would it be?
Just throwing you under the bus here.
Because there hasn't been a good Slinky movie in a while.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, I'm the NES generation, right? So you could set something then and, you know, the robot, you know, the robot from the...
Wait, which
one? NES, the robot that was sold with the NES.
I don't remember that.
So the video game crash of 83 wiped out, the stores wouldn't carry video game consoles because there were so many like Atari 2600 games that were not, like they didn't have a licensing thing that anyone could make them and they were such garbage. People just stopped buying them and stores stopped stocking them and you couldn't buy video game consoles in like 1984 and Nintendo wanted to put one out. So they sold it as, they made a robot that you could play the game with. And this game, Gyromite, there's a couple games that the robot will play, and it has these, like, tops.
Yeah.
That it spins up, and it'll, like, put on the control, and it'll hold down the B button on one of the controllers for you, and it helps you get through the game.
Now I remember, yeah, because I had Gyro, but I didn't have the robot.
Gotta
get the robot. That's very cool.
The robot's, like, looking at the screen and, like, sees signals from the video game.
Oh, that's weird.
But that's how they got the NES back into stores.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you would do what is his name again? Do you remember?
I forget the name of the... I think it's... Oh, it's just Rob.
Rob the robot.
Yeah.
Nice. So we'll get a Rob the Robot adaptation from Jay.
I would never do that.
No,
that sounds terrible.
we'll hash it out on the next break. We'll figure it out. But back to you though. I'm just really curious, like, what equipment are you shooting on? What was the camera that you were shooting on? We went to the wrestling show.
You want
to
go that nerdy?
I kind of do. I saw it. It was white. I was trying to look over your shoulder to see what it was.
Okay, so I shoot with Sony cameras.
Yep.
I shot the first movie with the A7S, which is their first sort of prosumer camera that could shoot. Any camera that could shoot essentially in the dark. And the A7S can shoot in moonlight. You need nothing. So the whole first movie was shot with that camera, and we didn't have to bring lighting. We're shooting on the street at night where it's really dark.
Yeah.
It's totally fine.
Cool.
They followed that with the A7S II, and then the A7S III, which has a partner camera called the FX3.
Yeah.
Which has been used on big feature films. I can't remember the name of the one. People are androids, and there's but they're being caught. They're trying to catch these androids. It was shown in IMAX. Anyway.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of that movie. But anyway, it doesn't matter. But the FX3 is absolutely a professional camera, and it's used on big movies all the time. My camera is the ZV-E1, which Sony, they have a whole line of vlogger cameras. And for some reason, their top-of-the-line vlogger camera, they put all the guts from the FX3 into it.
Nice.
So it's, you can buy it in white, which I love having a different color thing.
Yeah.
All gear is just black. It's the only color. Same with sound gear. All sound gear is just boring black and silver. And you can buy the ZV. So I bought it in white. It's about half the price of the FX3, so it was much more affordable for me. And then I shot the whole movie with an anamorphic lens. So it's a 1.6 times anamorphic lens. So the movie is the same aspect ratio as Ben-Hur, which
yeah.
I thought, you know, Bill's story isn't epic at all. So wouldn't it be like a fun counterpoint to make it in the most epic aspect ratio?
Nice.
It's not usable for any social media, because social media is all vertical.
It's all vertical.
And our thing is like 7... you know, Instagram real frames wide.
That's awesome, though.
Such an inconvenience.
And did the lens, it wasn't the kit lens, though, right? You had to get that
separate? No, so that's a separate, yeah, it's an anamorphic lens.
Yeah.
Surrey is the company that makes them, and it costs almost as much as the camera, which is pretty normal for nice lenses to cost, you know, much more.
Because that's what I noticed. I haven't seen the film yet, but I saw the trailer many times, and that's what I noticed. Like, there's a shot where the Princess Street car wash is in the background, and you're tracking with the actor, and I'm like, that is just wide and gorgeous. And did you have any? And then the shot where you were shooting on the Wabban crossing,
yeah.
I think, for that film. And again, that looked gorgeous, and the lights really did pop and contrast with all the blackness behind it. Did you have lighting for those night shoots outside with this camera, or like the old one, or did you need to bring external lighting or reflectors?
I'm trying to think of the Wabban crossing. I don't. That was like one of the first things we shot, and it was hot and gross, and there was a billion mosquitoes, and then the bridge is covered in spiders.
Really?
Because I guess it's a swamp, so there's mosquitoes. So, but like the railing is all spiders. Like, it looks like a joke. It's like a fabric made of spiders. And Bill had to like grab the rail. I'm like, I need you to lean on the rail. He's like, because Bill's kind of like all of us, a little bit afraid of spiders.
Oh yeah,
it was so gross. But no, I think we just used the lighting that was there. Again, like the ZV-E1, you can shoot if you're into camera. Like the second base ISO is 12,800.
Oh wow.
And so there's no noise at 12,800, and you're fine at 40,000 ISO. So you can really, you can just shoot with how things look.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I like the sound of that.
It's pretty, and it lets you like move and just be like, oh, we'll just move here. We'll just move here. You don't have to move equipment. You don't need a huge crew. We had a couple people there, but not like, I think my crew was 3 people, and one was the behind the scenes photographer.
Oh, fair. Yeah. That's the way to do it. You know, like guerrilla style almost. You just shake and bake and get her done. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, like if you want to get a movie done that movie has 50 scenes or something, like 50 locations.
Yeah.
You can't be setting up 1,000 lights with never would get it. Or you need $1 million.
That's true,
which
yeah.
we did not have.
You're my favorite filmmaker, but I was recently watching a thing about my second favorite filmmaker, Steven Spielberg, and they were talking about Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, and how their crew was so on it and so experienced that the scenes in the marketplace in Morocco, they had like 30 or 40 camera setups a day. They were just blowing through it, and film cameras too, which is just a whole other animal.
Nightmare, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't know. I mean, well, it's just the way it goes, I guess. But they had money and resources as well. But how many setups in a day would you guys typically do? I guess it would depend on the location or...
So we shot the movie over many months. And so we would sort of... We had a few... Like the day you guys were there, we shot at the wrestling show just north of the city. And so that day we shot a lot because we were shooting stuff in the locker room... stuff where Bill's doing broadcasting, and then the big scene in the ring when Bill goes through the table, which is in the trailer, so that's not a spoiler. It's in the trailer, right?
It's in the trailer, yeah.
Oh, you know, you saw it live, so maybe you haven't seen it.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's in the trailer.
I think it is.
Seems
I have
like
a
I would know, right?
Oh, well, it's been a bit.
So that was a long day, so we probably did, you know, whatever, like 6 or 7 locations. But if you're not doing lighting, like another setup just means like that I'm, and most of it's shot handheld, so this means I'm taking 3 steps to the left. That's another setup, I guess. Right?
Yeah.
But if you have someone with a reflector, like it's easy to move someone with a reflector.
Yeah, so fast.
I love shooting handheld. I love the look of it, but I also just love it. It lets you find the best place to put the camera. I think a lot of indie films, when they have it on a tripod, they just end up shooting from there, and like you know, and when people use zoom lenses again, they're just like, well, the camera's already here. Can I just zoom in and get something that looks okay? Mm-hmm. But if you use prime lenses and you shoot handheld, it's you have to move to where it looks good, but you also have the freedom to move wherever it looks best.
Totally.
Yeah.
Nice. So before we get back to the tunes, we have been joking off air that we were going to talk at length about the upcoming possible Netflix Warner Brothers merger. We won't get into the mud or into the weeds in that just because I don't know a lot of the details, and plus we're already running low on time. But with the homogenization of Hollywood movies and how they're all just going to be more of the same and more predictable and so expensive, do you think this could possibly be another renaissance in indie filmmaking? Because to me, it seems like every time Hollywood or the bigger studios, even in Canada, start sucking, that's when collectives and people start coming out of the woodwork to do more passion project. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think you can see the opportunity in it. Because we live in like this no excuse era for filmmaking where anyone can make a movie with a phone. You can make, if you have a story to tell and the story's good. And I think when all the movies start looking exactly the same and it's all big studios and like even everything, even the great programming that is on, that's on Netflix or HBO or whatever, there is a look to them that is similar and the quality is super, super high, but it leaves, there's less humanity in it, I think, and we like those flaws in the human qualities that independent filmmaking and music have. And I think you could see that by the late 80s, a lot of music was like that, and all the music sounded the same, and corporate rock was really big, and that's where you get grunge and indie rock bubbling up. And I think we could have the same kind of thing in filmmaking where if everything's just, you know, 9-10-pole movies, there's all this room. People have time and attention for independent movies.
Oh, right on. I completely agree. It's just, I guess a matter of marketing and getting eyes on it as well, I suppose. But you're right. I mean, smaller crews, fast and loose, the way you guys like to do it. You know, you have a few wrinkles here and there, but that's part of the fun. Way better than a giant committee making it, in my opinion.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. And as far as distribution goes, like, we can all distribute. Making the money can be another thing, but, like, we all, as long as it still is free and open, YouTube is there, and other streaming services are there to, you can just have things torrented. Like, we can distribute things without large, I mean, again, YouTube is a big company, but for now, it's at least free and available to us.
For now.
Yeah.
So before we get back to the tunes, any words of wisdom to anyone that might be listening that might have this filmmaking passion, you know, any tips or tricks or you know, anything like that?
I don't know, the best advice I think I've ever heard is just start making your movie. Start making it.
Yeah.
Shoot it with your phone. It doesn't matter. Like, it's the story that matters. You can just make it. Don't get hung up on, I don't know, a lot of people talk about, like, getting the camera or, hey, you know, they shot it on a Red. Can you believe me? Like, but what's the story?
Right, yeah.
That's the part that really matters.
Because that's what it all comes down to. And that's why even some of these big multi-million dollar movies fail, because you don't care about the characters. You don't care about what's going on. They can have all the bells and whistles, but if I don't care about who's blowing the whistle or ringing the bell, that's it. That's what I think anyways. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
You know, Simone the Moan.
God, I'm awake now. What happened? Were we just talking about camera equipment for 12 minutes? Anyways, we're going to get back to our 2025 music roundup, and then we'll come on a little bit before 10 just to say so long and welcome in DJ Mayhem for her show. So keep it locked and ready to rock. We got Danny Lage and The Looks with Ça Va right here.
On CFRC 1.9. Ça Va.
'Cause there's so much hate in the air. Come on, man. This is a secret space show. There shall be no hate in this house. The power of our music, the power of the people. We're gonna throw these evil spirits out. Come on, come, Sly Stone, Little Richard, Wayne Kramer, Captain Hater, Chuck D, Bob Staples, Mavis Staples. I said it needs the gods. We need help. We need salvation. Sound of physical inspire. Coming not from hate, but from a heart. What you gonna do when you got all these people over? Tell me, how's that any way to get along? When I go to the woman, I know I feel so bad. Got to keep on moving. Yeah. I'm worried about my brothers and sisters, my mother, my father, and everybody. Got to keep on moving together. Yeah. I can't see the sun. I can't reach the stars. Keep on moving, act out, come on. I want everybody to come on. Now come on. Now come on. The voice is at an all-time high. They were worthy to me. It's when they lie. Misinformation, subjugation, provocation. Man, I can get no satisfaction. They have got to be pushed back. What we gonna do? We gotta get together.
All my friends, they are so kind. was working in a liquor store in San Bernardino, summer of 1983. The liquor store got robbed while I was stocking up the cooler. Took a 40 and I went home and wrote a song. I wrote a song called Take the Skinheads Bowling. So won't you take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling. It's a song that don't mean anything. It's a song that put me on a different trajectory. Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling. Co-founded the band with a guy named David McDaniel. Had a calling from God and left the band. He went on missions all around the world while I toured around, meeting girls that liked the song called Take the Skinheads Bowling. Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling. I wrote a song called Take the Skinheads Bowling. Reverend McDaniel built an orphanage. Sadly, you've never heard of him and you barely heard of me. Though I wrote a song called Take the Skin, it's bowling.
There we go. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
Yeah, I'm Simone the Moan.
And thanks for coming in, everybody. It's a little bit before 10 o'clock. We have to come on and say goodbye.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Jay, for coming on the program today.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. It was very fun.
Much appreciated. We had a lot of fun talking nerd stuff with you. And other things. Promoting your band, Hollow Body,
yeah.
They're playing at Musiki Friday night, 8 o'clock. Going to want to get out and check that out.
Yep.
And other than that, in summation, what did we learn today that we didn't know yesterday? So we cap off the show with... I learned that...
Making movies is hard, but
yes,
it's good.
It's worth it.
But it's good. It's worth it.
Yeah. And I also learned that you lead a small army of ukulele players, Jay.
That's right.
Yeah. So you got to be careful. You got to watch out for them. They'll uke you up. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Keep it locked and ready to rock, because there's great stuff all day long on CFRC, including The Mood with May coming up next. Stay tuned. It's going to be good.
Stay tuned. It's going to be good.
And we'll see you guys next week.
All right. Bye-bye.
Awesome. Bye.
Got a special message for you, the partners out there. I want you to finish your oatmeal at breakfast and do as your mom and pa tell you, because they know best. Don't ever tell a lie, and say your prayers at night before you go to bed. And so, as our friends south of the border could say, adios, amigos.
Watch the kids riding shotgun roads in 21, all the movies closed. High and dry, they got nowhere else to go. Drift away with me.